right, so a new poll that came out today. It was a national poll, of course. It was a Quinnipiac. Well, I shouldn't say of course. Why am I saying of course? There's no of course. That was silly. Quinnipiac. And you know Quinnipiac is one of those more accurate, I guess you could say. It's not some college poll. And I bring this up. Remember that poll right before New Hampshire that had Jeb Bush in second place? Remember that poll? Had Jeb Bush in second place. Come on. Yeah, I mean, that was... And you actually had people who were hopeful. Remember, you actually had people that were hopeful touting that poll. I remember on Twitter, a bunch of Republican establishment types were, did you see the new poll? Did you? And I remember I told one of them, I don't know if it was a Laura Ingraham or if it was an SC Cup. It was one of those dummies, one of those establishment dummies. And I tweeted back to them. What was the college for? Mentally challenged? Who went there? Retards? Bush is in second. He got crushed in New Hampshire. Oh, this college poll. Listen, if it's a low end poll, and what I mean by low end poll, some company that you've never heard of, or it's some internal polling, it's BS. It's BS. It's a poll that was conducted by somebody associated with whatever candidate they want to win. That way, that poll will get talked about, and hopefully it will influence other individuals that are easily influenced by polls to then vote. That's what happens with these less polls or these internal polls. You know, they're delusional. That's it. I don't know what else to say. They're delusional. They're hoping for something. You know, I seen on CNN this, what's her name? Kellyanne Conway. She's got to be one of the most annoying. I'll tell you, CNN has the most annoying people associated with them. Seriously, they do. Rather, it's the Kellyanne Conways, Anna Navarro's, SE Cups, Van Jones. They are the most annoying. They are god-awful. So you had this Kellyanne Conway, and this is just an example. She runs a polling company. Of course. She runs a polling company. And I love when all these people that are trying to dismiss Trump and his poll numbers in South Carolina, and they jump to Iowa and say, well, look at Iowa. The polling was wrong in Iowa. Polling was wrong in Iowa. And yet, I know they understand, but of course they try to fool themselves. They try to bamboozle themselves and other people. Everybody forgets, or conveniently forgets, that Iowa is a caucus. A caucus is completely different than legitimate voting. It's completely different. And they know it. So when you hear somebody like this Kellyanne Conway talking about the South Carolina polling is all over the place, take a look at Iowa. CNN had Donald Trump ahead of Ted Cruz by 5 or 6 points, and Ted Cruz wound up winning by 5 or 6 points. So polls don't matter.
It's like, well, that's not true, Kelly. It's not true, Essie Cup. And you know that. Don't be stupid. Seriously, don't be stupid. You know a caucus is completely different than a state where you actually vote. Going into a room and people shouting at each other and trying to change people's minds on who to vote for, that's not traditional voting. That is not traditional voting. That does not happen when we vote for the president of the United States, or when we go to New Hampshire, when we go to California, we go to New York. That's not what happens. New Hampshire and the polling conducted in New Hampshire, whether it was Quinnipiac, whether it was CNN, whether it was NBC, whether it was SurveyMonkey, whether it was Washington Post, all had Trump between 18 and 20 points. They all had him up 18 to 20 points. And at the end of the day, he won by 22. He got over 100,000 votes. Mitt Romney got 97,000 votes. And John McCain got 80-something thousand votes. Donald Trump got more votes than the 2012 nominee and the 2008. Iowa is a caucus state. South Carolina is a voter state. You go into a little room, shut the curtain, nobody's around you, no one's screaming at you, you pull the lever or you punch the Chad. And that polling has Trump up anywhere between 20 points and 16 points. So unless something dramatic happens, and remember yesterday we said, hey, something could happen. Something, I'm going to reserve my mic drop until Saturday night. I'm going to reserve the mic drop until Saturday night. I'm going to reserve, because I'll tell you, everybody in the establishment has got a full court press on Trump. I watched Fox News last night, and the Kelly Fire, you know, Megyn Kelly, she literally devotes an hour. She, listen to me, she is the Lawrence O'Donnell / Rachel Maddow of Fox News. If you go to Rachel Maddow or Lawrence O'Donnell, they alternate. One night, Lawrence O'Donnell will spend an hour bashing Trump. And while he's doing that, Rachel Maddow will talk about Flint, Michigan, and how Republicans are racist and they don't like black people. And then the next night, it will be Rachel Maddow devoting an entire hour bashing Trump. And Lawrence O'Donnell talking about how Republicans are racist. And then the next day, you'll get Maddow bashing Trump for an hour. O'Donnell bashing Trump for an hour. And then Chris Hayes will pile on. It's all just an hour bash. So last night, Megyn Kelly, And it wasn't the first. I mean, I watch Megyn. I don't watch Megyn Kelly as much as I should. Or I should say, I don't watch it in its entirety every single night. But last night and yesterday, it was nothing but bashing Trump. Last night and the day before. Because last night and yesterday, the same thing. And they're vicious. They're Republicans. I get it when it's MSNBC. I get it when it's CNBC. But it's Fox. They're Republicans. They are ripping the head off their front runner. Ripping him. They're just killing him. Killing him. Megyn Kelly owes her career to Donald Trump. Let's face it. She is as big as she is today because of Donald Trump. She's had the Kelly file or fire, whatever the hell you call it, for a few years. Yes, she's successful. But this year, she's a household name. This year, she has reached the Bill O'Reilly status. She's now reached that conservative host that is now known by everyone. People who aren't part of the political world know who Megyn Kelly is because of Donald Trump. And man, she just spends an entire show bashing him. Just bashing him. So the new poll that just came out has Donald Trump at 39% in the Quinnipiac National Poll. Marco Rubio trails at 19%, followed by Ted Cruz, who's at 18%. And all the other candidates were in single digits, which means Kasich, Bush, and Carson. And the last time Quinnipiac did their national poll was February 5th, and Trump was at 31%. So on February 5th, Trump was at 31%, and Cruz was at 22%, and Rubio was at 19%. Today's poll has Trump at 39%, Rubio at 19%, and Ted Cruz at 18%. So Cruz went down 4 points. Trump went up 8 points. And Rubio stayed the same. And that's Quinnipiac, and that's a national poll. And that's why you see Ted Cruz trying to fight back the liar charge. He did a whole little press conference today, basically saying, I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. Rubio and Trump, they keep saying I'm a liar, but I'm not a liar. They keep saying, but I'm not. Look, let me show you guys. Let me show you. Let me show you I'm not a liar. I said this about Donald. Look at the, I said that, and there, this. Because Cruz sees his poll numbers dropping. Cruz is doing everything that he can. He's doing everything that he can. Here's a guy that is a career politician. He's been in the business all of his life. When he was born in Canada, He was scheming. He was scheming then. Did you ever see that video of Cruz when he's like 18? It's like this old grainy video. They ask him, what do you want to do when you grow up or something like that? And he says, I want world domination. I want to rule the world. This is something silly like that. But here we are, 30-some-odd years later. And we've all been saying Ted Cruz is like a Manchurian candidate. He's a sneaky, conniving, lying foreigner, if you want to be technical. And he is. And people know that. They're seeing through that. And Ted Cruz knows that. And now he's trying to just reverse this momentum of people going, you look sleazy, you sound sleazy, and we're seeing and hearing you doing sleazy and dishonest things. To the point where Cruz is now saying, well, Donald, if you're going to file a lawsuit against me, then just do it. Just do it. Put up or shut up. And it's wild. He's having like a press conference where he has these poster boards. He has these poster boards of all Democrats that Trump has donated to throughout his years. And it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It really is hilarious. It's very hilarious. A businessman, who has casinos and has dealings all across the world. It's not in politics. That's what's even funnier with Cruz making ads where Donald Trump says things to Tim Russert 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And then Ted Cruz tries to say, well, that's his position. Even though debate after debate, rally after rally, Trump says, this is my position. And then Ted Cruz wonders why the liar label is getting stuck on him. When someone is a private citizen, and 15 years ago, they're having a conversation with someone, and they say, yeah, I'm for this. I have a problem with that, but I'm for this. And 15 years later, they go, you know what? I'm not for that anymore. And that person, Ted Cruz, goes, well, I don't know about what you're saying now. I just know about what you said 10, 15 years ago. And that's what I'm going to tell people your position is. Not what you said yesterday, not what you said a month ago, not what you said a year ago. I'm only going to tell people what you said 15 years ago, and I'm going to tell them that that's your position today. I mean, that's very, very dishonest. That's real skeevy. That's real scummy. It used to be, hey, you're a flip-flopper. You used to have this position. Now you've flipped to that position. And that was perfectly acceptable. But to basically tell somebody that a position you had 10 or 15 years ago or 5 years ago is the same position today, even though today your position is different, is dishonest. Ambulance chaser. The same thing with his list of all the Democrats that Donald Trump has given money to. But yet Ted Cruz doesn't give the list of Republicans that Donald Trump has given to, which I find pretty funny. There's no Rand Paul. There's no Lindsey Grahams. There's no Republicans. And we all know that Trump is given to the Republican Party. We know that. We know that. It's amazing. It really is. It's just amazing. I mean, when you're putting up Jimmy Carter's name and you're saying, he donated to Jimmy Carter. You donated to Jimmy Carter. It's the sign of someone who's, I mean, seriously. The guy is desperate. He sees these poll numbers. He sees what's going on. And he's getting desperate. Well, Trump, sue me then. Trump told him, in good time, Teddy. That's what Trump said, in good time. Let's face it. If Ted Cruz gets his head stomped in South Carolina, where does Ted Cruz go to win? Remember, we had this conversation the other day. If Donald Trump was any other candidate, the race would be over. If this was Mitt Romney, over. McCain, over. If South Carolina, remember, Ted Cruz is the most conservative. Ted Cruz is the most religious. If Ted Cruz can't win in South Carolina, which is made up of ultra-conservatives and evangelicals, if Ted Cruz can't win there, where does he win? Where is his path? Where's his path? Desperate. Ted Cruz is desperate. He's a desperate, pathetic ambulance chaser. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow, my live audience. We're still continuing here at extremepolitics.com. You can watch the video. We're still going strong. And, of course, you can listen to the show, downloaded as soon as we get done in about a half hour. So where is Cruz's path? Where is Cruz's path? If he does not win South Carolina, because forget this place stuff. Forget this place. Forget this second and third. Okay? Forget this. Forget this second and third and fourth. Okay? Enough. Enough. You got to win. You got to win. When you hear people, and it's only the establishment, when you hear these people say, we could have a brokered convention. No, you can't. It won't happen. Again, you're wishing something. You're wishing something, and then somehow hoping that magically it will happen. A brokered convention means 2, 3, 4 candidates roll in to the convention, and no one has enough delegates. No one has enough delegates to say, I'm the winner. But here's the problem, okay? Here's the problem that these pundits, these establishment pundits, don't want to tell you. First off, you need to win, okay? In order to go to the convention where it's brokered, that would mean that Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Bush, and Kasich, and Carson. But let's say Carson gets out because he runs out of money after South Carolina, considering he's almost out of money now. But so you have 5 guys. And a broker convention means those 5 guys, for the last 3 months, have gone to every single state that has a caucus or an election, a primary election, and they have finished 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and their donors have given them money from state to state to state and have never stopped. And even in the states that are winner take all, and the candidates that haven't won these states and get no delegates continue on because they have donors that like wasting their money. I mean, it's illogical. It's illogical. Illogical. These pundits, these establishments, they're wishing. It's the same wish when they go, here's what has to go down. The field needs to whittle. The field needs to whittle down. And once it whittles down, Trump will be beaten. Because, yes, Trump is at 39%. But Marco Rubio is at 19. Ted Cruz is at 18. I mean, going by the new national poll. So Trump is at 39. Rubio's at 19. Cruz is at 18. So if one of them dropped out, along with Kasich and Bush, Rubio would have the numbers and he would beat Trump. Again, it's a fairy tale. It really is a fairy tale to think that every single Ted Cruz voter is going to go to Marco Rubio. It's a fairy tale to think every single John Kasich voter is going to go to Rubio. Trump and Cruz. They're fairy tales. And vice versa. Every one of those voters go to Cruz. Every one of those voters go to Carson. Every one of those voters go to Kasich. It's a farce. It really is. It's a farce. It's a fairy tale. It's hopeful and wishful and delusional dreaming to think that the 55 or 60% that is floating out there with different candidates are all going to go to one candidate, and none of that is going to go to Trump. It's illogical. It's illogical. It's literally illogical. And they know. It's just like the girl from CNN. The polling girl. Oh, well, look at Iowa. Look at the polls in Iowa. Look. No, it's a caucus. Hey, come on. Come on, kid. You're delusional, wishful. You're dreaming. No different than, well, once the field whittles down, all of that support will go to Rubio or Cruz or Kasich or Bush, and then they will beat Trump. Delusional. Absolutely delusional. To think all of those voters, all of those voters are going to go with Rubio or Cruz, Kasich, Bush, and no one is going to go to the Trump side. It's delusional. Absolutely delusional. And that's what you're seeing. Wishful thinking. Delusional thoughts. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then the final thing in the Quinnipiac poll, and it's kind of funny because, you know, Bush people, they're like, yeah, see? In the Quinnipiac poll, it says that Jeb Bush polls best of the entire pack on experience. Oh, look at that. Wow. Well, guess what? John McCain polled the best as far as experience over Barack Hussein Obama. That's a fact. And who won that election? Enough said. Experience, listen, you could grasp for straws all you want. When you're polling in the low five, when you're 30 and 40 points down, and your bright spot is, well, you know, the poll says that we have the best experience. Our experience is better than Donald Trump. Yeah, okay, and? Just because your experience doesn't mean you're good. Stupid. Stupid. Just stupid. Stupid people. So that's the poll. That's the poll. That's Ted Cruz. Desperate. And now the news coming out is Governor Nikki Haley is endorsing Marco Rubio. Ooh, wow. Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's a slam dunk. Another game changer. Governor Nikki Haley. Wow. Yeah, sure. Game changer. I guess they're really... I guess... I guess... They are rolling the dice. I guess they're really rolling the dice. And that Marco Rubio is going to get the nomination. I guess they are just rolling the dice that Marco Rubio is going to get the nomination. They're just going all in. The establishment's saying, F it. We're going all in. We're going all in. And they'll probably do a whole little picture op. Probably do a whole little optics. Do a little optics. Haley and Rubio standing next to each other. Her saying, Marco Rubio is the man. The little Cuban soccer player is the man. And they'll say to everybody, look, don't you think this is the ticket that could beat the Democrats? The young Cuban and the woman Indian and the Indian woman? So that's the big news. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.